Then Moses spoke the words of this song until they were finished in the ears of all the assembly of Israel. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are no longer his children, because they are blemished. They are a crooked and twisted generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted heritage. He found him in a desert land and in the howling wastes of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings and catching them, bearing them on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the high places of the land, and he ate the produce of the field. And he suckled him with honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Curds from the herd and milk from the flock with fat of lambs, rams of Bashan and goats, with the very finest of the wheat. And you drank foaming wine made from the blood of the grape. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, stout, and sleek. Then he forsook God, who made him, and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They stirred him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons that were no gods, to gods they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers had never dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw it and spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have made me jealous with what is no God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are no people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled by my anger, and it burns to the depths of Sheol, devours the earth and its increase, and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. And I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger and devoured by plague and poisonous pestilence. I will send the teeth of beasts against them, with the venom of things that crawl in the dust. Outdoors, the sword shall bereave, and indoors, terror. For young man and woman alike, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs, I would have said, I will cut them to pieces. I will wipe them from human memory, had I not feared provocation by the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, Our hand is triumphant. It was not the Lord who did all this. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the wages of sin is death. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This is the word of the Lord. But did you notice that something was missing? There was not a word about the gift of God being eternal life. That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There was nothing about the Lord having laid on his servant the iniquity of us all, that with him there is forgiveness, that we may be feared, or that sinners are justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption of Christ Jesus. So rather than concluding this is the word of the Lord, it would have been more accurate to have said, this is half of the word of the Lord. The reading we heard this evening, though it's 28 verses long, is just half of the word of the Lord. As the opening verse indicates, the reading is a song Moses spoke to Israel assembled before him. He proclaims a powerful message in this song. A damning message of condemnation. Moses began by reminding the people of God's faithfulness and goodness toward them and their ancestors, how he guarded them as the apple of his eye. He waxes poetic about the Lord's provision for his people throughout their whole time in the wilderness. But then he recounts how Israel paid the Lord back for all his faithfulness, forsaking him, scoffing at him, giving other gods credit for all that the Lord had done. The Lord's reaction is terrifying. A fire is kindled in my anger, and it burns to the depths of Sheol, the Lord declares. I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows on them, and they shall be wasted with hunger and devoured by plague and poisonous pestilence. I will send the teeth of beasts against them with the venom of things that crawl in the dust. Outdoors, the sword shall bereave, and indoors, terror for young man and woman alike, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. The only thing keeping the Lord from utterly destroying Israel is the mistaken way other nations would interpret what had happened if he simply wiped his people from the face of the earth. And that's where the reading stops. But that's not the whole message the Lord gave Moses to proclaim. Indeed, to stop where today's reading does is to get it precisely wrong. Moses had been instructed to write this song and teach it to the people of Israel, that it might be a witness for the Lord against them, so that when the many evils and troubles had come upon them, this song would confront them as a witness, for it would live unforgotten in the mouths of their offspring. The point was that when the Israelites were at their wits' end, when every earthly hope had been destroyed, they would remember this song and understand. Then they would know that it was their sin, their own most grievous sin, that had brought them to this sorry state. But they would also remember the Lord's promise of redemption in the final stanzas, where he inspired Moses to write, "The Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free." Rebellious and perverse though his people would be, the Lord would still claim them as his people. And despite the fact that they deserved utter destruction, he himself would redeem them. The whole point of the song was to show his people their sin so that they would repent and turn again to the Lord and depend solely on his promise to have compassion on them and vindicate them. The goodness and faithfulness of the Lord, and the ambivalent at best response of those whom he has chosen as his own and richly blessed, is not a dynamic that is unique to Israel. Your life and my own follow the very same pattern. Each of us can take the message of this song personally. Thank God, then, that his steadfast love and mercy endure forever, that he wounds so that he can heal, that he kills in order to make alive again, that he sent Jesus to bear your griefs and carry your sorrows, to be wounded for your transgressions, crushed for your iniquities. In Jesus' wounds, you have healing. And because of his chastisement, you have peace with God. The message of Moses' song is the same as that which the baptizer and then Jesus himself proclaimed. Repent and believe in the gospel. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. And you are. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.